Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From the legendary trombonist, who happens to be an accomplished arranger, educator, and composer, that was Wayne Wallace leading his jazz quintet with the tune All the Things You Are off his latest 2019 CD with the band called The Rhythm of Invention. So this group is a creme de la creme of musical talent that has emerged from the San Francisco Bay Area. Each member of this quintet possesses infinite creativity and extensive experience in ensemble play. In one form or another, these artists have performed, toured, and recorded together for more than 15 years. Now, Wayne is a 5-time Grammy nominee and remains one of the most respected exponents of the African-American Latin music in the world today. He is known for the use of traditional forms and styles in combination with contemporary music, and he has earned the recognition with his recent placement in Downbeat's Critics Poll under the trombone and producer categories. He's always high up there. Along with his own work, he has done many compositions for both film and television. Again, this is a cat you've probably heard over and over and you didn't know him. And over the years, he has learned and played with the likes of Aretha Franklin, Bobby Hutcherson, Earth, Wind & Fire, Santana, Tito Puente, John Lee Hooker, Max Roach, and so many others. He's been around. And we caught up with Wayne here at the show. It was an honor. And we asked him about a great many things, and specifically what the legends have taught him.
Part of my good fortune is I kind of lived in that era between the older jazz musicians and the younger ones. So I got the best of both worlds from both. Yeah, I guess you could say the archetypes. A lot of those people.
So he is also the head of his own record label, and he has created a unique company with a passionate mission of developing and chronicling the multilingual styles of the San Francisco Bay Area music scene. San Francisco and the world is lucky to have Wayne around. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs the trombone with cats like Ryan Heinlein and Brian Scarborough doing the honors right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you some of that old and new jazz blended just so for your audio consumption.
A little of that old and new time religion.
That's it. It's just mixed up for magic. So one of those cats that Wayne knew and ran with was a legendary trumpeter, Freddie Hubbard. As we get into the song, Take It to the Ozone, that was Freddie's way all the time. Let's have a listen to Wayne talk about it.
I got a funny story for you. Did a gig with Freddie Hubbard here back like in 1972 or something. He was playing at one of the colleges. It was nice. It was great. That was the height of his power, Red Clay, all of that stuff. And I'm on a plane in the 90s coming back from somewhere, and I have to go to the back of the plane, and guess who's there? Freddie Hubbard. And he remembered me. Hi, my name is Wayne Wallace. You're listening to Just Jazz featuring Joe DiMino. Keep swinging.
Thank you.
That was the tune that brings together three virtuosos and two rising stars. That's Akiko Tsuruga and guitarist Graham Detcher and the accomplished and acclaimed veteran drummer Jeff Hamilton. That was the tune Moments Notice off their 2019 offering called Equal Time. And that was the whole idea of them getting together. This musical alliance is based on a shared passion for swinging and the timeless joys of the classic organ trio. Although these cohorts have worked together before in ensembles, Equal Time fully captures their camaraderie and music telepathy, and they have developed a really great groove together, and you can hear it. From the great tenor sax cat Ben Webster, we go next here on the program. Joined by his quintet, this is the 1957 song, Lover, Come Back to Me. And we see that you have.
And we see that you have.
And thank you for that.
Yeah.
Here on the big show.
Mm-hmm. Hello, this is BJ Jansen, and I'm new to Kansas City, but not new to jazz. And I play baritone saxophone, and I'm here listening to Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz. We'll be right back.
That was Cincinnati born, Philly bred, and now Kansas City performer, composer, and band leader, and even an educator, BJ Jansen, with the song Stacy's Place off the 2017 CD called Common Ground. His journey in music began at the age of 10, when his father bought him an alto sax and gave him recordings of Jerry Mulligan and Charlie Parker. He later found his true voice on the baritone sax, performing in college ensembles. His musical journey took him from the Midwest to the East Coast when he relocated to Philly back in 2004, and then he went to New York City in 2007 to learn from and perform with some of the greatest living musicians alive. And we caught up with BJ as he came back to Kansas City and asked him some things, and this was a little bit of wisdom that he gave us.
You know, it's one thing that we can teach technique, how to play an instrument, we can teach pedagogy, we can teach history, but we can't teach experience, and you can't teach creativity necessarily. You can foster it, right? So it's sort of a duality, but everything in life is a duality.
As we get into a throwback tune here from pianist and bandleader Benny Moten with his orchestra, this is the 1932 lick, Two Times. Let's have a listen to BJ talk about the Kansas City scene that he is getting ready to dive into here in this 2019 era.
I just want to be a part of the scene, and I want to learn. There's so much here and so much history to learn. I remember when I first came out here, it was right around the Charlie Parker Festival. And that's what I hope to do, is to experience it. And when I've been out in the club, I hear a Kansas City swing or a Kansas City flavor that is there, even in the young musicians, and it's really inspiring.
And I love him all day long, thinking of it, he's my hero. All right, oh, what delight to have him two times a night. I got the strangest reaction with complete satisfaction doing two times a night. Not every girl is as lucky as I am. Maybe they don't know. Tune in tonight, I suggest that you try. On your radio, you'll want it two times a night. He broadcasts two times a night. And once you get it, you'll also cry for prey, just the same as I for two times a night.
Hello, this is Richie Cole, Alto Manis, calling you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I'm looking forward to coming to Neon Jazz in Kansas City to premiere my new album, The Keys Are Cool, and hope to see you soon. It's been a while since I've been there. It's a great jazz town, just like Pittsburgh. Thank you.
That was the great bebop altoist Richie Cole, joined by veteran Hammond B3 cat Tony Monaco, and together, man, these guys have some mileage. That's the 2019 tune Remember Jimmy off their duo CD called Keys to Cool, and they definitely hold the keys to that car. Richie has been undergoing a renaissance in his career ever since moving to Pittsburgh a few years ago. He originally started playing alto when he was 10, attended Berkeley, gained experience, got the big bands of Buddy Rich and Lionel Hampton, and that had to be a learning curve right there.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, that frequently happens as we pass each other in the industry. We come under the tutelage of somebody all over again.
Yeah, absolutely.
And teachers and instructors will tell you, they actually learn more from their students than they feel they impart.
That's it. Exactly.
Yep.
Yep. So he became well-known in the 70s with his Alto Madness concept. And on the other hand, Tony may be the best organ player you have yet to hear. With his stealth playing, he is a great cat. He learned from the legendary Jimmy Smith, and he has that classical modern style. But we caught up with Richie about this album, and he had so many great stories and reflections like this one.
It's a big four-letter word, jazz. It's like the word food, you know. Everybody doesn't like every kind of food. People have their certain preferences. And, you know, I hope the people who prefer this kind of sound will enjoy it. And then that's my mission is accomplished. I'm on to my next project.
From a very talented saxophonist and producer out of Chesapeake, Virginia, this is Michael GML, or a.k.a. Mike G, with his 2018 tune Trance. And we are glad he reached out to us so you can hear his prowess. Dig it. Thank you.
What's up, jazz fans? It's your boy Michael Jamil, a.k.a. Mike G, jazz saxophonist slash producer from Chesapeake, Virginia. And you're digging my music on Neon Jazz Radio, straight out of Kansas City.
That was the Kansas City-based singer and show creator Kelly Gann with her rendition of Bye Bye Blackbird live in Manhattan, Kansas at the Blue Stem Bistro back in 2013. So she is the creator of the Spine Showcase, a set of jazz shows reoccurring every fourth Thursday in 2019 at the Charlotte Street Capsule featuring adventurous Kansas City jazz musicians to program an hour-long set of original compositions and arrangements spotlighting all of the cats in this scene that are overlooked. And in her own words, she explains what all of this means.
That this is it's a showcase opportunity, and it's a different level of engagement that you can get as a listener. So we won't be able to continue to do this without their contributions. And if they are fans of improvisation or jazz, they'll need to spend a lot of money on expensive tickets to go see big concerts, or they'll need to put up with the person at the table next to them talking over the bass solo. If they are fans, then I think they'll want to respond to this so that, you know, they can actually listen to the music when it's happening. I think that's the biggest selling point.
And our final journey into the music, our final entry comes from the legendary drummer Gene Krupa.
with his
Chicago jazz band back in 1950. This is the tune At the Jazz Band Ball, and that's going to do it for us. And we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat always hovering around the proverbial jazz band ball, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Just call me Top Cat.
That's right. You are the Top Cat. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig. We're always here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time.
Dang.
Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.